I eat ice cream. I don't really know if this one is as scary. I feel like this one doesn't even belong in this category, but I literally know people who will never eat ice cream, never eat sugar, like never eat anything. So to be fair, I like making my own ice cream. I have a Ninja Creami, and that makes the best stuff. You make protein ice cream, you can make regular ice cream, whatever.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in.
This is going to be such an entertaining episode. I think we should call it Toxic Confessions. I'm not really sure. but if you're going to listen to this episode, this is a conversation between you and me, and I'm opening up. So you have to open up and you have to DM me and tell me the one toxic thing that you still do. I want to know. Okay. So what I want to actually talk about today is all of the random things that I would maybe get tarred and feathered for in the crunchy community if they saw I still did. And I want to share them. Then I want to explain why and why I deem it necessary to do them, or don't care, I guess would be a better. But since it's a solo episode, I actually remember today, I'm going to tell you about my fun, weird hack that has made my life easier. So this is something my friend gifted to me, actually. She got me this very cute mug, and it comes with a little tea strainer that you like a stainless steel strainer, and it has like a little hook off the side. And so it goes right over your cup handle. And so I love it because I literally will heat up water on the stove, and the tea strainer fits perfectly into the cup, doesn't like fall over, doesn't tip any of the things because it balances off that side because it has that handle. And then I put my tea leaves in, I pour the water in, I just let it strain, and then I dump and I go. And I like loose leaf tea. I don't use bag tea. It's one toxic thing I don't do because there's just so many microplastics in the tea bag. So I just don't like tea bags. But since she gave me this, I've literally drank tea almost 2 times a day, at least every single day. But I think there's days I've done it twice. I know. I am also equally shocked because you guys all know I always talk about how I aspire to be a tea drinker because those people seem to be so chill. Well, turns out I just needed to make the whole process of tea drinking easier. So that makes my life easier. So I really like it. Minimal mess, super easy cleanup. It's just super easy to do. And then I have liked getting dried fruit, and I've been adding that to all my tea blends because some of my tea blends are good for you, but maybe they just don't taste so good. And this has done such an exceptional job of making them taste amazing while not really changing the glycemic index much at all. So big fan of that. Big fan. So highly recommend, highly recommend. If you're watching YouTube, you can all be shocked at the fact that my hair is straight. I'm also in shock that my hair is straight. It's very odd. Okay. So today I really want to dive into real life wellness today. So I definitely feel like I am a crunchy person in terms of the fact that I'm going to turn to herbs first. I don't like using plastics. I look for non-toxic products. I don't know. Crunchy's kind of like taken on a world of its own, but I'm not that crunchy, as in I live in the real world. So I want to talk today about the so-called quote unquote toxic things that I still do, even though I'm all about natural health. And the real reason is balance is key. And a little flexibility is what keeps us sane. So you can judge me all you want. I really don't care. It doesn't affect me, bother me, any of the above. But if you're going to judge me, you need to tell me what toxic thing you still do. Okay. So number one, top of the line has got to be that I use a microwave. I know that people don't like microwaves. I ideally would like to not use a microwave, but it is just so darn convenient. It really is. So things that we do to help with it not being such an issue is don't stand in front of your microwave. And we never heat up anything in plastic. Like it's always glass or, it's always glass. I was like, is there anything else we would use? I'm like, no, it's only glass. So that is something that we do. And I know that some people will be like, oh, so shocked. But you know what? It saves me extra dishes because then I don't have to like use more dishes to heat up whatever I was trying to heat up in the first place. And it saves me so much time. So much time. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, I care about blood sugar balance when I go out to eat. So I will do my best to really make sure that I'm supporting that with my choices. But I don't really give a rat's tush if it has seed oils in it when I eat out. I know, but sorry, is what it is. If there was something, for example, that I was allergic to, or I was celiac, or I was very sensitive to gluten, and I've eaten out with one of my friends who can't have like any cross-contamination with dairy and everything, and Roy is like super clear with the waiter. I'm like, this is, you know, what we have to do. And I have no issues with that whatsoever. But if I go out to eat and I'm not going to grill them and be like, if I had an option in the area for a restaurant that used no seed oils, would I opt for that? I probably would. But if I'm going out to a nice meal with my husband, I focus on blood sugar balance. I don't really care about seed oils. I'm sorry. I just don't. You know what? At that point, I am valuing the community and the relationship and over crying about a seed oil. I don't care. Okay. I wear polyester. I think that's the word I'm looking for. Spandex? Well, yeah, that's the stuff that's stretchy, specifically in my leggings. And let me tell you, all of the people out there that say that their organic cotton leggings are just as good as their Lululemon or their Petula, they're lying to you. Or they've never actually worn Lululemon. I'm just saying. They're either lying or they've never actually worn the real deal. Because I'm sorry, have you put on like truly 100% organic cotton leggings and tried to do squats in those things? It doesn't work. I mean, they fall down. They don't stay up. They don't have enough stretchiness. Ugh, no, I'm going to stick with my polyester leggings. No. What I do, because I also like to be semi-conscious of these things, I always wear organic cotton underwear. So that first like layer to my body, especially on areas like the vaginal area and your breasts, organic cotton, I make sure it's also like anything used in bras and stuff. OEX. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I just blanked on what that's called. Let me look it up, you guys. OEX. OEKTEX. Yeah. Where was I going? OEKOTEX certified. That's what I was trying to say. I don't know where my thoughts were going. So always organic cotton underwear. Always making sure that we're doing that with underwear, bras, things like that. But I wear spandex in my leggings, polyester, whatever you want to call it. I 100% do. And unless someone can come up with a brand that is equally comfortable, equally functional, equally amazing, I don't see that stopping anytime soon. So I'm sorry. I have actually tried the other leggings. I've tried a few of them and they just, they don't work. They just don't work. I eat ice cream. I don't really know if this one is as scary. I feel like this one doesn't even belong in this category, but I literally know people who will never eat ice cream, never eat sugar, like never eat anything. So to be fair, I like making my own ice cream. I have a Ninja Creami and that makes the best stuff. You can make protein ice cream, you can make regular ice cream, whatever. You can choose what you're using as your sweetener. And our ice cream of choice at the store is Häagen-Dazs because they have some types of ice cream in there that have very minimal ingredients. And my husband's family is obsessed would be a light way of saying they're obsessed with ice cream. They really like ice cream. So I definitely got that marrying into the family. So we do have ice cream to make optimal choices of it, but we do eat it. It's very good. There, I choose which toxic and non-toxic ingredients in makeup and skincare that I am okay with. And let me tell you why. Or let me tell you what they are. So things that just never, I'm not going to find in my skincare, not going to find in my makeup. All those things are going to be like PEGs, parabens, phthalates, artificial fragrance, anything like those very high level endocrine disruptors. Something though that I will use in some of my makeup products are lake dyes. And I know that most people don't really love lake dyes. The reason why I am okay with them, depending on what is going on, is A, if they have heavy metal testing done on them and how the company processes it. Because actually a lot of the companies that I like that I would use a lake dye from are actually formulated and made in Europe. So they have different standards than we have here, but they also do heavy metal testing, which is important to me, and use non-nano ingredients. So I'm okay with that. Now, would I just buy a random one with lake dyes at the store that I didn't know all of those things? Probably not. But if I do know all of those things and the product performs really well, I am going to opt for it. Is it 100% non-toxic? No. But does my blush look amazing? Yes, it does. So there's that. Okay, so what else do we have? I bet you brush your teeth every morning. I know I brush my teeth every morning and I brush them every single night. And something that I changed over in my wellness holistic routine a long time ago was toothpaste. I didn't want fluoride in my toothpaste, but I also really wanted to not get cavities. And I also really wanted my breath to smell good. And I also really wanted my teeth to be whitened by my toothpaste and all of the things. I was asking a lot of my toothpaste. And I would get one or the other, but I could never get all of them in the same toothpaste until I tried wellness toothpaste, which if you haven't tried them, you're going to want to after this. So I use the Fresh Mint Whitening Toothpaste from Wellness, and I've been using them for years. This is not something new to me, but I'm so happy that they're partnering with us. They are fluoride free and they use a naturally occurring mineral that makes your tooth enamel stronger, basically. So it's a non-toxic version of fluoride and it's called hydroxyapatite. I'm sorry, you guys, that word kills me every time, but I'm getting better at it. And the reason why I chose wellness over others is because they have small particle hydroxyapatite, not nano. And the reason why is I don't actually want nano because I don't want it crossing that blood-brain barrier. So I want small particle. And it's actually very rare to find this in toothpaste. They either just don't have it or they have nano. And I don't want nano. So took me a while, but I found it. Wellness is amazing. They have small particle, like I said. They also have aloe vera that eliminates disease-causing bacteria, and they have green tea powder, which helps combat bad breath, and it eliminates all of the gross bacteria that you don't want in your mouth, which is important because our gut microbiome starts in our mouth. It starts with our oral microbiome. So I use the Fresh Mint you will actually notice a difference in the whitening in your teeth. And my kids use the strawberry and they love that one. I also have their floss, which is great. So you have to go through their link to get the discount. But if you just go to wellness.com/Leah, you'll be able to get up to 20% off your whitening toothpaste. So that's wellness.com/Leah. Go through the link and you will be able to grab your toothpaste. I go to coffee shops, not very often because I have an espresso machine so I can make my own coffees, which, by the way, hands down, one of the best purchases I made in 2024 was an espresso machine. But anyways, I will, used to and still randomly, will go to a coffee shop that doesn't have organic coffee beans and I will order a coffee. Shocker. I know. Do I typically opt for mycotoxin tested organic coffee? 100%. That's what I have in my house. But I also like going to a coffee shop with a friend, or sometimes I'll do this with my boys and we'll do a little date. They'll get hot chocolate and I'll get a coffee and it's so fun and I enjoy it and it's amazing and I love every second of it. And I 100% do it. This one, I don't know. I feel like you guys already know this one, but I dye my hair. Well, no, I don't really dye it. I get, well, I do, but I don't. I get highlights. And I get highlights maybe twice a year. And in the case of like last year, it was once a year because I don't get highlights or do anything. When I'm pregnant, that's just personal preference. So I do that. Yeah. I do know that there are more non-toxic hair options that are coming out, which is awesome. None of the salons in my area use them as of right now. That may change. Now, if I was a hairstylist and being exposed to that every day, I think that would be a much bigger issue. But me going in to get my hair highlighted twice a year, I enjoy every second of it. So it's great. Love it. Now, I don't know what I'm going to do when like my hairs are turning gray. I feel like, you know, this has been a little bit of a stressful year. And if I look, this is all like my natural hair color. If you guys are watching on YouTube, because my highlights have grown out to here. This is how much my hair has grown in. How long have I been pregnant? Seven months. But anyways, I feel like there's a couple gray hairs here. Like, look at, there's one right there. But I mean, the majority of it isn't gray. So I don't know what I will do. If that starts happening, will I color my hair more often? Will I go then try and find a more less toxic version since it's a more common occurrence? I don't know. I'll cross that bridge when I get there. In the meantime, I'm going to focus on keeping my minerals nice and strong, which is going to be great for hair color. So I don't know. I regularly utilize at my house non-toxic or low toxic nail polish. I really like Dazzle Dry. There is actually a salon about 30 minutes from me, 20 to 30 minutes, that uses Dazzle Dry, and I do go there to get my nails done if I'm going by myself. If I'm going with a group or like my sisters, like we'll always take my mom out for her birthday or something like that to get her nails done, that is in the complete opposite direction of where they all live, and they would have to drive very, very far to get there. So we just go to a salon and I just get regular old nail polish. And I enjoy every second of it. Mostly the massage. That's what I enjoy. Now, again, I would think of this as a bigger concern if this was something I was regularly doing. It's not something I regularly do. It happens maybe twice a year. So I really don't care. I work really hard on lowering the toxic burden of my life in all other areas. So this is really important to me that like, to go out and hang out with my sister-in-laws and have that fun life. This one is tricky. So, well, this one I just kind of like when I am traveling, I do my best to try and find water that is filtered. But let me tell you that, like, I think my biggest issue is that I find most of the water, like, in public places just tastes horrible. Like, it tastes horrible. So I find it really hard to drink it. So I would opt for tea or something like that. But when I am traveling and we run out of water, especially like airport flying and things like that, I will buy water bottles that are plastic, that have water in them, and I drink them because I am opting for water over dehydration. So I have that same thing when I'm traveling, is I will pack food. I'll do the best that I can do, but we will eat out while we're traveling. If it makes life easier, we'll grab food that isn't 100% perfect because it makes life easier and my kids enjoy it. I work really hard to make sure we're lowering our toxic burden everywhere else. So occasionally, doesn't really bother me. There are things that I just won't do. And let me try and think of what they are for you all. Like, we don't need a McDonald's. So there's that. But like, really any fast food, like fries, the oil they cook in that, really bad. The other thing, red food dye. I really don't want that. Those are kind of some hard, fast things, I guess, that we would avoid in those situations. But I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I think that's out there. Okay. So those are my toxic things that I still do. I don't know if any of those were shocking. I feel like, I don't know. Is there any of you out there that never do any of those things? I'm sure there is, actually. I've seen people. So, actually, I believe that is there. So anyways, let me tell you why I think all of this is okay and why I do it. Because I think that there is so much pressure in the wellness space to be perfect. You have to do everything right all the time, every day, every second. And honestly, that's not sustainable. And health isn't just about what we eat or what we put on our bodies or what products we use. It's also about our stress levels, our mental health, our joy, about finding our community, about living our lives. And so if being a little flexible in my quote unquote crunchy ways means I get to live a fuller, happier life, then rock on, Leah. I can keep doing it. Okay. So I think that sometimes we get too stuck up in, if I'm not doing it perfectly, then I might as well not do anything at all. Now, unless you have some very wild information that you would like to share with me about any of these things that I have said, something I would highly encourage you to look at is, what are the side effects of the things that you're opting to do? Make that decision. And then also, it's important to realize, like, how often are you doing this? You know, like when I said we'll eat out when we're traveling, we aren't traveling every month. We're not even traveling every other month, right? So this is not a common occurrence. Dyeing my hair, like I said, max twice a year, not a common occurrence. Going and getting my nails done with my sister-in-law's, max twice a year, not a common occurrence. Actually, last year, I feel like it only happened once. No, I took my niece out, so twice. Take it back, twice. So it, like, you know, that's something I think we need to take in account. So for the reason I'm going to compare this to is something for alcohol, for example. Alcohol is a neurotoxin, and I have a lot of clients where alcohol actually really impacts, like, breast tenderness, estrogen detoxification. It really impacts their periods. It really impacts inflammation. It really impacts their weight loss goals. And it's like, okay, that's something that I choose to do, but it's like you have one drink a week, a couple drinks a week, or you drink a couple times a week. That adds up really fast. Like, by the time that's out of your system, you're having it again the next week. That's a lot. So that's not something I would say is like not a common occurrence. And so if you have weighed all of these and you're like, I understand that this is a neurotoxin. I understand this is killing my brain cells. I'm not really being dramatic. It actually does do all of those things. And I'm fine with that. Go for it. If you're okay with all of those things. But you also have to accept the consequences, right? You can't completely balance out and fix all of those things if that is something that's a common occurrence in your life, right? Same thing for me. Like if I was somebody that traveled very often and I do feel then that like buying the plastic water bottles probably might be an issue. You know, I would be consuming that water and those plastics on a much more regular basis. I would probably opt to find some alternative. But since I don't do it that often, I'm like, eh, whatever. You know? And so I think that's where you do have to be honest of how often is this something that I'm doing? Like, let's objectively decide that. And then two, the pros and the cons, what's a community or relationship or social life or whatever outweighing? Or are we going to stress so much about being perfect in this area that it's going to cause more havoc on our life than not being perfect? Okay, so you have to weigh all of those things. And the reason why I just say that and I really want to impact this upon you is that sometimes we swing too far in either direction. One direction is like, oh, I don't want to be perfect because it's so stressful. But then you come to realize that you're really not doing anything. You think you're doing something, but you do it one day and then the other 6 days you're not, right? So we can swing too far in that way saying stuff about, you know, I don't want to be stressed, but like, you know, maybe we do have to put a little effort in there. And then we can swing too far the other way where we won't eat if there isn't a perfect food option for us. Now, again, this is not applying to like my celiac, those people where you would get severely sick if this happened. But if you're someone that's like, I'm afraid of seed oils because of X, Y, Z, and so I would rather not eat because I don't know what's in this and I'm going to go a day without eating, I don't think that that's wise. I don't think that's good for our mental health. I don't think that's good for your hormonal health. I don't think that's good for anybody's health. So I think it's really important. Make sure we're not swinging too far in either one direction. And that's where I make my options. Like for my leggings, I do wear them multiple times a week, but I do always wear organic cotton underwear. So there's that barrier, but win them, lose them. Anyways, my goal isn't perfection. It's always about progress. Up until like, when did I do that episode on mattresses? Whenever I did that episode is when I started looking more into like off-gassing for mattresses and my kids' mattresses and things like that. And so I made a step in that direction with progress when I learned about that. It's about doing the best we can with what we have while still enjoying life. So let's all agree we're going to give ourselves some grace. We're going to let go of the guilt. And I would love to know what your toxic crunchy confession is. So please send me a DM. You can send it on the podcast Instagram, which is Balancing Hormones Naturally, or you can just send it to my personal Instagram, which is Leah, L-E-A-H underscore B-R-U-E-G, and tell me what your toxic confession is, because I want to know.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah underscore B-R-U-E-G, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.